Okay, this one actually feels like a thing people might use. Poolside Ship Laguna S 2.1. And it's not just another benchmark trophy with a blog post haircut.
Mm-hmm. The interesting part is that it's an open white coding model with a real serving story, not some vague platform or a cloud.
Right. And the user story is pretty obvious. If you're building agentic coding workflows, a 1 million token context and open weights is the kind of combo that changes what you even try.
I'm with you, mostly. It's a 118B parameter MOE, but only about 8B activate per token, so the serving math is way nicer than the headline number makes it sound.
Exactly, that's the part I like. All the parameters stay resident, but you're only routing a small slice each step, which is why this can feel bigger than it is.
And they're not pretending the size is free. At 4-bit, it's around 59 gigabytes, which is why a single DGX spark becomes a believable target instead of a joke.
That is such an exploring next sentence, by the way. Believable target instead of a joke is basically our whole brand, somehow.
Yeah, well, the brand is surviving contact with memory limits. They also shipped weights in BF16, FP8, INT4, and NVFP4. Plus GGUF and MLX conversions, which is the sort of boring distribution detail that actually matters.
And they got it out fast, under 9 weeks from training start to launch, with pre-training beginning on May 22nd on 4,096 H200s.
That's impressive, but I'm not awarding a medal for speed alone. The thing that caught me is they say this is the first poolside model where reinforcement learning ran in FP8 precision. That's a real systems clue. If you can keep RL stable in FP8, that's not...
Okay, zooming out a bit, this lands in a funny place. You've got Claude Fable 5 and Kimmy K3 still leading on some of these tables, while open weight stuff keeps getting closer in the weight class that matters for builders.
Right, and that's the actual fight right now. Not who is smartest in the abstract, but who is close enough, cheap enough, and controllable enough that teams will route work through it.
Back to the numbers, though. On Terminal B Bench 2.1 with Thinking On, they claim 70.2%. And on Sweet Bench Multilingual, they report 78.5, which tops their published table.
And the headline I trust most is Deep Sweet V1.1. They get 40.4% there. Versus DeepSeek V4-Pro Max at 9.0, and that's with roughly 1/6 the active parameters.
That's the sort of thing that makes a product person perk up, not because it wins every leaderboard, but because it suggests there's a real efficiency win hiding in the architecture.
Sure, but don't overread it. Poolside is careful about that, at least in the article. The claim is about the weight class, not that it's the outright best model in the world.
Yeah, fair. And the two-mode setup is kind of the whole trick. Offer Max, with Max on, by default, and no user facing low, medium, high effort dial yet.
And the published runs are actually the most convincing part. One built a working HTML and CSS browser engine from an empty folder over 181 steps, validating against headless Chromium.
That's deliciously unglamorous. I love when a model's big moment is basically, congratulations, you made the browser happier.
Ha, right. Another run optimized Poolside's own harness, got it 5.2% faster, and cut memory allocation by about 71% by swapping.
That's the user story, honestly. If your model can improve the thing around it, that's not a benchmark flex. That's actual leverage.
The third run is also nice because it's a sanity check, not a magic trick. It rederived Erdu's problem number 397 in Perl over 68 minutes because the sandbox didn't have Python.
I mean, of course it did Perl. That's exactly the sort of weird little detail that makes the whole thing feel more real and less demo polished.
Yeah, and the fact that the cutoff is November 2025 matters there. It's not just regurgitating something it saw last week.
The deployment path is pretty clean, too. OpenRouter has it, and they're saying free a 256K context, then paid access at the full 1M context for 10 cents, 20 cents, and 1 cent per million input, output, and cash red tokens.
That pricing is doing a lot of work. It makes the model feel like something teams can actually trial without committing to a whole procurement opera.
And it's on Basin, Kilo, Prime Intellects, Prime Lab, and ZML2, plus day one support for VLLM, SGLARK, and Alamo, which is the sort of thing I wish more launches understood.
Yeah, that's the boring adoption path that matters. If I can run it locally, serve it in the usual stacks, and not rewrite my whole harness, then it's a real candidate instead of a press release.
Exactly. Also, I cannot believe we're 8 months into exploring Next and still getting excited about it works in VLLM like it's a holiday.
Because it is, a little. That's the unsexy part where the actual ship happens.
So, no grand mystery here. It's a strong open weight coding model with real context, real routes to deployment, and enough bench
and enough honesty in the post that I don't feel like they're trying to sell me a hallucination, which frankly is refreshing. Okay, Vince, your turn to be annoyingly optimistic.
I'll take it. This is the kind of release that makes me think, all right, somebody turned the model picker into something actual and not a personality quiz. Come on, Ava, that's a pretty good Wednesday. Let's leave it there before we start grading browsers for character.